VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. India says it has carried out pre-dawn airstrikes in Pakistan on a camp of the Islamist militant group Jaish-e-Mohammed, which claimed responsibility for a suicide car bomb that killed 40 paramilitary troops in Indian Kashmir nearly 2 weeks ago. India says the airstrikes killed many militants, and it says it will escalate military tensions. Observers say it will escalate military tensions between the two nuclear-armed rivals. Pakistan claims the strikes caused no damage or casualties. In a brief statement, the Indian Foreign Secretary called it a preemptive strike, prompted by credible intelligence that the Jaish-e-Mohammed was planning another suicide terror attack in the country. President Trump is in Hanoi for his second summit with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator, amid hopes for a deal that would lead to Kim to give up his nuclear weapons. Trump stopped for a brief conversation at the international airport with dignitaries, including Vietnam's ambassador to the United States, the Vietnamese deputy prime minister and foreign minister, and the U.S. ambassador to Vietnam. Thousands of Vietnamese lined the sidewalks as Trump's motorcade entered the city, some waving small American, North Korean, and Vietnamese flags. Ukraine's president has gone aboard a U.S. warship making a call at a Ukrainian port, hailing its visit as a warning to Russia. President Petro Poroshenko visited the destroyer USS Donald Cook in the port of Odessa on Tuesday. He said in a statement that the ship's visit was an important signal to the Kremlin, underlining close U.S.-Ukrainian military cooperation. This is VOA News.